episode 2721, Why Does Sleep Really Matter to Healthy Living?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching. Happy, happy day. How are you feeling so far? Well, today it's health and wellness. It's about learning about how you can take care of your body to find the balance that you need in order to do what God created you to do. Why does sleep really matter to healthy living? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the KISSES newsletter. The Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. With warmer and in some cases hot weather, staying on schedule is challenging, especially when it comes to sleep. Why does sleep really matter to healthy living? All it takes is good food and exercise. Or does it? Sleep is a vital component of living a balanced life. And that balance comes from your body being able to regulate glucose, hunger cravings, restlessness, melatonin, and so much more. But unfortunately, we have been groomed to think that we can do whatever we want and it won't affect our health. That is a lie, plain and simple. Calories in and calories out are not the only deciding factor in weight gain or weight loss. Sleep affects several hormonal and metabolic processes that keep your overall metabolism in homeostasis or balance. So to improve your lifestyle, you want to get as much sleep as possible, which will benefit your mind, body, and spirit. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Get as much sleep as possible. And as you know, this is not an easy task. If you're a new mama or an old grandma, okay, you know everything in between. Yeah, it's not easy for any of us. And personally, I have been battling this for decades. Some because of overcommitment, can't say no. Others because of procrastination. And what's left over is just a crazy schedule always. This is real life for me. Most of the time, I only get 4 to 5 hours of continual sleep at a time. So every night, I fall short 3 to 4 hours. How do you think that's really serving me? It's not. But my family will tell you, I'm just built differently. But that doesn't mean that sleep is not important. I don't want you to think, oh, well, I don't need that. Because guess what? You do, especially as we age. Just because you can stay up late or have overcommitted to people doesn't mean you should stay up. Past your bedtime is real, not just for children, but for young and old adults alike. You and I, well, we need our sleep. That is a universal truth. But what we tend to overlook is that sleep is a learned behavior. Did you hear me? A learned behavior. And well, obviously, you know I failed that. Well, instead of dragging yourself through the day, learn to improve your slumber. Get as much sleep as possible. So I want to give you 3 things here that you can work on. And some you might already do, but some maybe you just are like, nah, it's summertime, I don't care. Today I want you to care. Because you want to live a vibrant life. And this vibrant life is not about this moment right now. Okay? It is. But if you're going to have future days, Lord willing, you've got to take care of yourself now in order to get to those future days. Otherwise, you're going to be kind of like walking around like a zombie. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to look or feel like a zombie. So number one, set a regimented sleep and wake schedule. And of course, you want to be as consistent as possible. Yes, that means you don't have to party all the time on the weekends. All right, try to be consistent. And this is hard, even for our family. My husband gets up very, very early, between 4 and 4:30 every single morning. Do you think I get up at that hour? No. Am I trying to change my schedule a little bit? Yes, because I do want to get more on his schedule. It's crazy when he goes to bed between 8 and 8:30, and I'm sitting here up until 11, midnight, sometimes 1 o'clock. Yes, confession, sometimes 2 o'clock. Don't tell anybody my secret. But seriously, right? That is not helping me, and it's definitely not helping my relationship with my husband. And longevity-wise, oh yeah, I'm hurting myself. I'm cutting my lifespan short. So you want to set that regimented sleep and wake schedule, because when you deviate from it, it can raise insulin resistance. And if you're wanting to lose weight, the more you sleep consistently, the greater chance you have of keeping the fat and pounds off. Now, you may not want to lose weight, but if you just want to be healthy and you want to be able to enjoy some not so great foods, especially the summer, right? You're barbecuing, you're eating out with friends, things are a little bit different. You're actually able to go on vacation. So maybe you're indulging just a little bit more. If you can allow your body to sleep, get its restoration that it needs, then guess what? You won't have to worry about those fat and pounds gaining them. You'll just be able to control it because you will have the sleep pattern that is serving you and not harming you. So set a regimented sleep and wake schedule. Number two, create a light routine. Who doesn't love lights? I do. Okay, it's not just any lights. We're not talking Christmas lights here, even though, you know what? Christmas is around the corner. I mean, come on. We're almost to Christmas in July, aren't we? Okay, that's for another episode. But you want to get sunshine as soon as you can after waking up. For me, I love to make my bed and I open up the windows broad. I just love it. We have these beautiful big set of windows and it just lets the sunlight in, and also our sun comes in from that side of the house in the morning. So it's absolutely beautiful. And when you do allow yourself, right, you are creating positive sleep habits. And our sleep habits come from what? Light and darkness. Yes, it comes from a clock too. But that clock comes from light and darkness. So yes, I could sit here and go on about blue light, but I'm not going to, because I think we've exhausted that point, seriously, honestly. So I want to talk about our different light, waking up to sunshine. Open up your windows, step outside, get some fresh vitamin D in your body, allow it to be made. It's beautiful. So go to the light when you're awake and start to turn off the lights a little prior to bedtime in order to stimulate your melatonin production and induce your sleepy feeling. Lights out. Come on, you got this. Create a light routine. And finally, number three. Now, I know you're not going to like this one because we're talking food. And food, well, we don't like to restrict ourselves because, you know what? Here we can have anything and everything that we want. But is that always good? No. So you want to eat dinner at a reasonable hour. Yes, the later you eat dinner, the harder it is for your body to understand that bedtime is around the corner. It's like giving a child cotton candy and 15 minutes later you tell them to go to bed. Not gonna work, it just isn't. Try to eat between like 6 and 8 p.m., but keep in mind your specific sleep schedule. You can alter it if you need to, right? Give yourself 2 or more hours prior to going to bed after you've eaten. So if you've eaten dinner, let's say at 8, then you really don't want to try to go to sleep till around 10. So look at your schedule as into, okay, am I going to be staying up later? Maybe I can eat a little bit later. However, I would say this, do your best overall to keep your dinners earlier rather than later. That's going to help train your body do what it needs to do chemically on the inside so you can feel and look great on the outside. And also, you don't want what you ate to end up in the storage closet, right? And I'm talking about, oh, your thighs, around your tummy area. Oh, well, maybe you're back into, okay, we won't go into it, but that storage closet is that when you eat too late, your body doesn't have the opportunity to use it. And so what does it do? It takes what you ate and it goes to storage. And that storage, well, some of us have a bigger storage closet than others. I'll leave it at that. So eat dinner at a reasonable hour. You know, sleep for adults really needs to happen between 7 and 8 hours a night. We just need that. And some may need more, but few need less. Don't let your sleep wreck your healthy living. You matter. So what you do and how much energy you have daily depends on your sleep. It does. And your sleep also has an effect on your relationships, your attitude, your emotional well-being. And so if you're getting up and you're crabby all the time, look at your sleep schedule. Is it working for you or against you? Start working on those sleeping habits. Even though it's summer, stick to what serves your mind, body, and spirit. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.